The $55.5 million Lambusi Water Project inaugurated by the President Nana Akufo-Addo in October last year supplies the Wa municipality and some communities in the Wa West District with potable water. Despite the relief it has brought to many residents, some people still have challenges accessing treated water from the Ghana Water Company Limited. According to the Regional Distribution Manager of the GWCL, Engineer Edward Kwabna Ejapon, the municipality still needs about 250 kilometers of water distribution pipes. He said to begin with, the GWCL has secured funding to undertake an 18-kilometer water distribution expansion project in the region.
We have sent several kilometers to Accra and other responsible authorities, looking forward to hear from them. As we speak now, the Accra Water Company on its own had managed to secure 18 kilometers where the pipes will be arriving any month from now. And then we see that we are covering 18 kilometers of pipeline, and that will not end there. It will continue.
Mr. Kobna Ejapon cautioned residents against sand winning and mining along the banks of the Black Volta. He said drastic action will be taken against perpetrators when they are caught.
Barely 2 months ago, our attention was drawn to the fact that some guys were engaging the Kelamse. So quickly we informed the National Security, the police, and the NADMO, and the district assembly. Initially they were arrested, they were given bail, and the National Security still on them. We have security men at the treatment plant. Every treatment plant is a restricted area. We don't allow people to be going there. So the security men are there 24 hours.
The chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Water, Works and Housing and MP for Upper Dinsa East, Nana Amwako, commended the staff of the Ghana Water Company Limited. He said the committee will present its findings to the Ministry of Water Resources and Sanitation so the challenges facing water distribution in the region will be looked at.
That was Mark Smith's report sent to us.
The convener of the Media Coalition Against Galamsey, Ken Asigbe, says the war against illegal mining is far from over. He said though some gains have been made, a lot of illegality is still going on. Speaking to Felix Kofi, Mr. Asigbe said lifting of the ban should be dependent on putting in place structures like implementation of the multi-sectorial integrated project and the insurance of enough Environmental Protection Agency officials on the ground to supervise the activities. Mr. Asigbe said the Media Coalition Against Galamsey has petitioned the Chief Justice and the Attorney General on fines imposed on some of the illegal miners arrested by the Operation Vanguard team. He said the fines are so meager that they pay and go back to continue with their illegality.
It starts from the police people who do the investigation to the prosecutors and to the judges. So it is an appeal to Her Ladyship, the Chief Justice, and also to the Honorable Attorney General, that they need to look, and also the Minister of Interior, that they need to look into the whole justice delivery system so that it is, you know, when people are arrested, justice is not only done, but also seen to be done, so that it serves as a deterrent to people. You know, there was a situation in August last year where 4 Chinese were arrested. In 4 days' time, then they were granted bail. 4 days' time, these 4 Chinese, and this was another one, a fifth one, were caught again in the acts that they are arrested for. Because they realize that these things, one, either you'll not be prosecuted, or even when you are prosecuted, all that would happen is that it's a paltry fine, 2,400. These are people who can rent excavators for more than 1,500, 2,000 Ghana cedis a day. And you fine them 2,400, they will pay and they walk away.
Head convener, Media Coalition Against Galamsey, Ken Asigbe.